From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush had some dire warnings at his Rose Garden news conference today. He said it would be a difficult summer with more American casualties in Iraq, but he said that leaving Iraq would put American children in danger. He also warned Iraq's neighbor Iran not to pursue a program to develop nuclear weapons. In a moment, we'll have the latest on efforts to fund the Iraq War and analysis of the president's remarks. First, to NPR's Don Gagne, who was in the Rose Garden this morning.
The president opened the news conference by praising the funding bill for Iraq that Congress was on the brink of approving, a bill the White House considers a victory because it does not include any kind of timeline for a troop withdrawal. There is, however, still a timeline for Iraq that members of both parties in Congress are looking to. They want to see evidence of real progress in September. That's when U.S. Commander David Petraeus is set to report on what success troop increases have had. Today, the president was asked if U.S. adversaries in Iraq aren't also mindful of all the focus on September. He acknowledged that they are.
And so, it could be a very difficult August, and I fully understand.
The president also argued that the U.S. military is in Iraq because the Iraqi government wants it that way. And what if the U.S. were asked to leave?
We're there at their request. And hopefully the Iraqi government would be wise enough to recognize that without coalition troops, U.S. troops, that they would endanger their very existence.
The president also had a cautionary note for Iraq's neighbor, Iran, which a U.N. monitoring group says is accelerating its nuclear enrichment program. Today, the U.S. president added this.
The world has spoken and said, no nuclear weapons programs. And yet they're constantly ignoring the demands.
Calling for more international sanctions against Iran's nuclear program, the president seemed to be warning that despite America's difficult struggle next door in Iraq, Washington still had its eye on Tehran. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.